Mayor Sherelle Parker's latest budget proposal includes $10 million for modular home factories in Philadelphia. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
Parker wants to make Philadelphia a hub for modular home manufacturing. The push is part of her signature housing plan, which seeks to create and preserve 30,000 housing units. She laid out her vision during her budget address Thursday.
I want you to think about like three shifts, working 24/7. Family-sustaining union jobs to build affordable and workforce homes for Philadelphians who need housing right now. Right now we need that housing. We can't wait.
For now, it's unclear how many factories may be built or where. Parker has floated the idea of using sites with persistently vacant schools, as well as the Logan Triangle, a long vacant parcel in North Philly. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
Sticking now with budget news, cleaning up Philadelphia is one of Mayor Parker's biggest priorities, but her new budget does not include funding for any new projects to fight illegal dumping. Parker's spending plan would continue funding for existing initiatives like twice-a-week trash pickup in certain neighborhoods and a task force focused on hitting people who dump illegally with heavy fines. It would also add funding for more surveillance cameras in parks. Parker told members of council that the task force is working.
We are sending a clear message that illegal dumping will not be tolerated in our city of Philadelphia. And that is extremely important to us.
City Council must approve the budget before it goes into effect in July. Council will hold a series of hearings on the budget this spring. Relatively quiet night on the local sports scene, but in the Atlantic 10 tournament, the St. Joe's men's team will play Davidson, tip-off at 7:30. St. Joe's is the third-seeded team in that tournament as they try to make March Madness.